You know what I just realized?
Go for it.
I was slapping slot machine buttons with this hand all night and this morning, and I just licked buffalo wing sauce off my fingers.
I hope you showered.
That's lockjaw. That's lockjaw.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
Welcome to Bets and Quotes Podcast. I'm your co-host Chuck, otherwise known as Power Trip Bets.
And I'm Dave, Power Trip Quotes.
All right, and our number one fan, Lou Cove, RIP Lou. It's probably gonna be 6 months until Lou listens to another episode, because we got no more twin scores to give after the Twins were summarily swept out of the playoffs. Dave, you were supposed to be at game four. I'm taking it you're not there.
I am not there. I'm sure I would have been super disappointed if I was there, because if they would have won last night, it would have been a textbook loss. Yeah, I mean, classic Twins. Crazy. Glad I got that refund on the tickets, though. That was my strategy going along. It's like, you can get game three tickets, but what if they lose the first two? Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, game four tickets were a little cheaper, so we're like, fuck it, let's just get game four tickets. If they get swept, then we get our money back. And that's exactly what happened.
The bold strategy would have been to buy game five tickets.
That would have been very bold and very more expensive.
So RIP Twins. Lou, we'll see you back in March, and we'll do this all over again. So RIP Twins.
Pitchers and catchers report next week already.
That's right. It's right around the corner. All right. The other thing that's going on, of course, is our button bar bracket. So we released the Sweet 16 bracket. We got Rubes to fill out brackets, send them in. I am happy to report we actually got some contributions from some generous Rubes. We're up to $40 Raising Cane's gift cards. That's like four Caniacs. And you're welcome to keep sending in contributions and pump that number up a little bit more if you want to. But we're at $40, so good luck to the Rubes that submitted brackets out there. Hopefully, even if you didn't get a bracket in, you'll continue to participate in the polls. We'll get those going this week. I saw there was a tight race between Son of a Bitch and Oh Good for You right off the bat, so that's what we like to see.
Yeah, I think it's going to be outstanding bracket. There's obviously all 16 are deserving of being in the bracket. And last week too, like, the seeds don't matter.
No.
All 16 are strong, and everybody has their own attachment to a certain button, so it'll be sweet to see how it works out.
Yeah, it's gonna be quite the interesting thing. So we'll get through the Sweet 16 round this week, and that will set up the quarterfinals next week, and we'll just take it a week at a time. So thanks everyone for voting and getting your brackets in, and we will keep you updated on that. As for the bets update, let's roll.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets. Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though.
Where's Power Trip Bets when you need them?
Ask Power Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. All right. We got our typical college football bets. We had Lieber taking down Kenzemius yet again with the Michigan win. I bet on Michigan in that game, too. That was the most boring game I think I've ever watched. And I'm sweating the whole time because, you know, the line was 4 and, you know, I'm up 10-3. So I was winning. But I'm like, at any point, Iowa could kick a field goal and then I'm in a push or, you know, get a touchdown or whatever. It was just the most boring game. But thankfully, I prevailed, and I'm sure Lieber's happy that he prevailed as well. Tommy and Sauce had their gopher bet like they always do on the Illinois game, and the Gophers more than covered. So Tommy took home $100 on that bet. So, he's up $100 on the running total with Sauce. So, It'll be interesting because the Gophers are favored as of the last time I checked. The Gophers are now up to 7.5 over Nebraska. So that's a big number to cover against Nebraska. But
now I did see that their quarterback popped in. I was flipping back and forth as I wanted to do. I saw their quarterback Martinez. He hopped off the field at one point.
Yeah, and JD,
is the line affecting that because the quarterback's out?
It could be. The coach said that they're both expected to play, him and J.D. Spielman. So, but who knows? They don't have to do injury reports like they do in the NFL and everything. So, we could find out 5 minutes before the game that neither one's playing or something. So that could be affecting it a little, because I know a couple of people tweeted at me. They were like, no, I got the line as Nebraska is favored by 2.5. And what a lot of that is it's like the computer generated number prior to Saturday's games, and it doesn't take into account like other factors like injuries and how the games went on Saturday and things like that. So yeah, I do think the line is probably indicating or reflecting that just a little bit, but it's hard to do in college with injuries. So so we'll see. It looks like the Gophers will have to cover 7.5 or so for Tommy to get the win on this one. So,
and oddly, the Gophers have had a pretty good track record against Nebraska in the last 5, 6, 7 years.
Yeah,
and they've beaten them on the road and at home. So
yeah, I was in Lincoln when Tommy was still on the Gophers, but I went to that game and watched him win up in Lincoln. So yeah, that's it'll be a big game, and one more step towards that national championship, right? Where Tommy collects.
Yeah, cash those tickets.
Yeah. More importantly for Tommy, I think it's one step closer to potentially having College Game Day be at the Penn State game. So that would be interesting if Tommy wins that bet. The other bets that we had, Corey had the Giants +5 and promptly lost that one to Sauce. And then they turned around and bet the Monday night game, where Corey took the Browns and promptly lost that one to Sauce as well. So Sauce won a couple of $50 bets against Corey in the NFL. So yeah, Corey's the leading money loser as of right now for 2019. So quite the flip around for him. So it'll be interesting to see if he just swallows his losses for the rest of the year, if he tries to get back to even or so. But
At one point he was trying to find someone or something to bet on to just go,
one bet up. Yep.
Right, going all in.
Yep. So that's the bets we had this week. As far as the charts challenge goes, hockey had the best week of everyone. He catapulted all the way up into third place after his big performance this weekend. So Sauce is the lone loser right now, and he's well behind Corey, Corey's actually in fourth place right now, which that's kind of a little bit surprising too, because Corey's usually been near the top. So definitely not over yet. We're only at the 1/3 pole at this point. But as of right now, hockey's turned it around, and we'll see if Sauce can get off the Schneid. So
yeah, AJ and Corey had huge weeks with 38 and 28 points. I mean, I'm not sure I like the whole combo thing, especially with tight end, quarterback tight ends, because tight ends are so hit and miss. You can have a guy literally go catchless, and then you can have George Kittle, go for 9 and 110 and 2 scores or something crazy.
Yep. So last thing we got for you is our NFL locks of the week. So it is an even week. So that means I go first. We both lost last week, so that's not good for the Rubes. I fell to 2-3, and Dave, you got knocked from the ranks of the undefeated. You're now 4-1. So as a podcast, we are 6-4, 60%. So we're beating the juice, but just barely. So we gotta get it going here this week. I go first. I'm doing it, man. Patriots -17 at home versus the Giants. The Patriots have been on the side of having a lot of these big spreads to cover. They've covered every single one of them. The Vikings just went to New York and won by 18 in a game that felt like it wasn't even that close. So I think New England, no problem. They're going to cover 17. I am laying the 17 points, and Patriots take it home.
Right, and that's in New England, too.
Right.
Yeah, that's Yeah, that was going to be one of mine. So maybe, you know, that's a 1.5 lock on that. I'm going with the Tennessee Titans +2.5 at Denver this year. This week, I should say. Denver was just 2-5-1 against the spread at home last year. Tennessee is 2-0 as an underdog this year and 2-1 against the spread on the road. Tennessee has a long history of winning games that they shouldn't and losing games that they should win. So they had a rough week last week against the Bills, losing that one. So I think this is a get-right game for Mike Vrabel and the Titans. So Titans +2.5 at Denver.
All right. Well, there are your locks of the week. Let's hit some quotes.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
Right, friends, it's time for the quotes of the week. And we'll start at number 3 with former poker player Corey Cove.
Gotta quit!
After this year, you gotta be out.
I gotta quit! Well,
and you're not having any fun.
Yeah, that sucks.
I'm the death male!
And you have no fun. That's the most important thing. It's a waste of time and no fun. It's like our podcast.
Shots fired.
Shots fired indeed.
I thought that was too good to leave out there. So a little love for Corey Cove, who doesn't make the quotes of the week very often, but we definitely caught that one. At number 2 this week, it's the cartoon porn aficionado himself, Chris Hockey.
When hockey starts, yeah.
Hockey starts
Wolves
tonight.
Yeah, we have Wolves preseason, Corey.
Yeah, we could take that away.
Yeah, that could go.
If I were Bill Gates, I'd buy the NBA and fold it up.
Definitely had a lot of traction on Twitter. I don't think that Chris is the only one who doesn't like the NBA.
Yeah, that was a good one. Just buy the whole NBA, fold it right up. Okay, done.
Boom. Yeah, screw charitable companies that he starts and giving back to third world countries. And the number 1 power trip quote of the week. It's former Polad pocket protector Marky Mark Rosen.
It's time now, finally, for Jim Polad and the ownership of this team to either go out and spend a significant amount of money on their pitching staff or get the hell out of the baseball business. Period.
Whoa, Rosie.
That's all Twins territory, doing a slow clap. I almost shedded a tear. That was just so beautiful and so necessary for him to say.
I guarantee you Lou Cove just went 6 to midnight.
Oh, you know it. All right. Well, there are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right. This week in Your Thoughts, we've got our interview with Alex Scooby. We've got Down Memory Lane, Whoop'em Viking style. And then we'll do quotes, notes, and we've also got some trivia for you. So, we were lucky enough to interview Power Trip friend, the one and only Alex Scooby. Nothing like hearing me with an awful podcast voice talking to Alex Scooby with the voice of God himself. So hopefully you bear with me because it's awesome to hear from our good friends. So we got caught up with him, and we'll play that now. Very excited to welcome to the podcast Alex Scooby. Now, you've probably seen him on King of Queens, where he was Doug Pruzan. You might have also watched Santa Clarita Diet, where he lived in a storage facility, and I think I'm still scared to drive by storage facilities after that episode. And if you're watching Snowfall on FX, he plays a DEA agent, Eddie. But most importantly, he's a friend of the Power Trip, and that's why we love him. Alex Scooby, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. Very excited.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've seen you on the Power Trip. Now, you used to come out to Vegas every year when the Power Trip was out there, but I think you've been a little busy the last couple of years.
Yeah, last time they went, I was doing, I was doing a show here in LA, and I couldn't go because we were like rehearsing, and then the show went up, I think like 2 days after I would have gotten back, which my brain can't handle that. Like I had to stay here and do my thing. So yeah, but I miss it. So I hope hopefully I'm going to go this next time if they're, I think they're going. Yeah.
Of course they're going. It's an annual March thing. And actually this Friday they're supposed to announce the official date. So all I'll tell you is just block off the whole month of March. Just plan to be out there the whole month of March.
Oh my God. I don't know if my bank account can handle that, man. Vegas. Woo.
Oh, it's you the know? Best. Nothing like it. What do you like to play when you're out there? Do you do much gambling, or are you more of a?
I do. You know, I try to stay away, but you know, I love Keno, which I know some people are like, Keno. What is that? But you know, there's this thing called Cleopatra Keno, and it's in most of the bars. Like when you go to a bar, you sit down, you order a beer. You know those video poker machines. They'll have Keno in there, and I don't play the normal Keno. I play the Cleopatra Keno because I like the bonus rounds. I'll do that, and I'll hit slots once in a while, but majority of the time I used to be a blackjack guy. Like I used to go to the tables and play, and I don't know, man, I just I always get my ass kicked. So I you know, I think I've had like one or two times ever in Vegas or Atlantic City or even a casino out here in California where I hit it, you know, nice strides on blackjack. I kind of like the last like maybe 4 or 5 years I've just kind of got like a Keno, you know.
Yep. Well, it's a fun game to watch. It's exciting when the numbers are revealed one by one, you know, there's that rush. Happens.
Oh yeah. Especially if you hit them all, man.
Well, you definitely need to come out in March then, because our guy, Chris Hockey, he just hit a gigantic jackpot at one of the local casinos in Minnesota. So if there's anything, any guy that knows about winning big slot jackpots, it's Chris Hockey.
Oh my God. What did he hit?
It was something north of about 50K. So,
no way.
Yeah. Yeah. So, he didn't give the exact amount out, but he did share that it was, north of that amount. So yeah.
Where was he playing out there? And, you guys have like a couple casinos out by Minneapolis, right?
Yeah. Some out in the suburbs, there's a couple, local casinos out there, and yeah, he was out there and, walked home with a very big paycheck from the high roller room.
Wow. Yeah, I've seen him flying around the casinos in Vegas. I know he likes to party.
So, yeah, we'll have to get you out there and get some big jackpots flowing in March. So,
well, that'd be nice.
Well, yeah. speaking of March or the upcoming 2020, so do you know yet, are you going to continue to be a character on Snowfall, or what's the status
there? You know, I'm not sure what's going on there yet. I believe I am. And so we'll just have to, you know, I guess hear about that. So their seasons are strange. They're not long. So I think I did that episode. I think I filmed it in May and it just aired like 4 weeks ago. So they don't go back until February.
Okay.
So I'm still waiting to hear on what the plan is with that, but I think I am. Yeah, I think so. See, that's the thing. That's with this business. It's very like, you're always like, is it happening? Is it not happening? What's happening? No one knows what's happening. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, your lovely and talented wife, Mo Collins, she's been obviously shooting for Fear the Walking Dead. And I listened to your podcast and I know you've actually gone out on set a couple of times there in Austin. So what's that been like? Tell us about that experience.
Well, it's great. I mean, she's rocking it. She's, you know, she got that part, two seasons ago, and this going into this next season, she, you know, they made her a series regular. So she's going to be out there in Austin. Austin's a great city, man. That place is, I love Austin. I love it. I'd retire there. Like I would totally live there. Yeah. Now I haven't made it to set, although I'll tell you a quick, funny story. So the last time I went to Austin, when she was out there filming, we were coming up on our 6-year wedding anniversary. This is this past June. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, she's like, for, you know, anniversary gifts, I got you plane tickets. You're going to come out here and, you know, we'll spend it like 4 or 5 days. And I was like, oh, great. Okay. Let's do it. So I get to the airport, my flight's delayed. Now I know she's working this day. So, you know, they were going to have a car pick me up and then I was going to meet her at the hotel, or so I thought. My flight's delayed 2 hours. Then it's delayed another hour. Then it's delayed another hour. And I'm sitting in the airport. And meanwhile, you know, my wife's texting me going, what the hell? I'm like, I don't know. The flight's delayed. She's kind of freaking out. Well, I finally get to Austin. And by that time, she's done for the day. She's back at the hotel. I meet her there. And what she had planned was, they were going to drive me to set, and we were going to renew our wedding vows on the set.
Oh, wow.
With the cast group. And I missed it because my flight was late. Almost 5 hours. So I felt horrible. I'm like, I wish you never told me that. Like, I didn't want to know that. Like, I felt right. really bad, but it wasn't my fault. You know what I mean? Flight was delayed. So that was interesting. That was the closest I've been to going to the set. I have not been to the set there yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So does she, it seems like she must really, really enjoy it out there though as well.
Oh, she loves it. Yeah. She loves her. She loves this gig. She loves all the people involved. They're great people. I've met all of them. They're awesome. We went and had a dinner while I was out there, and you know, the cast came and some of the producers and the director was there. They're really cool, man. Very, you know, open arms, you know.
Well, that's
very
fun.
Having a lot of fun. Yeah.
That sounds awesome. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the things I was going to ask you about is, so, you know, those of us that are not in the acting world or that little solar system.
God bless you. God bless you. Yeah.
Do you still get like royalty checks from King of Queens?
I do. Yeah, I do. Yeah, they went into syndication. Shit, I don't even know what year that was they went in, but yeah, it's been, you know, they go down over the years. They're not as much, but I remember the first year it went into syndication, the show had ended, or my part had ended. I think I did 5 seasons or something. My part had ended, and I was like, holy shit, this is amazing. Because they run it on like 3 different networks, or I'm sorry, like 7 different channels in like 3 different markets, plus it's in, you know, other countries, you know, so
right.
Yeah, they come in and I still get them. Yeah.
That awesome. Is fantastic. Now Seinfeld just sold the rights to his show to Netflix for like $500 million. So do we need to get our users to like petition Netflix to, to get King of Queens on there?
Yeah, probably. You know, it's funny, like Netflix, our union just did an agreement with them. I can't remember when this happened. This was not too far away. They didn't agree with them. So Netflix is actually starting to pay out residuals. They weren't for a while. They were under this new media contract, which is like in the business, new media means no money kind of.
Oh yeah.
But they, you know, they did away with that because Netflix makes so much money. You know what I mean? They're their own studio at this point, putting out series, putting out movies, all that stuff. So they've joined the rest of the world with you know, paying residuals to actors, so that's great, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Very cool. Yeah.
Well, so one of the projects that you have coming up that I wanted to ask you about is the feature film My Babysitter the Superhero.
Okay, so I did that. Yeah, that's done. That's in the can. We're waiting for that thing to come out. Yeah.
Okay, I was going to ask, do you know when that's going to be released?
You know, we don't. It's an indie film. It's a great script. It's kind of, you know, focused towards kids. But it's a fun flick, sci-fi action movie. We put that was finished. We finished that about a year ago, a year and a half maybe. And I guess, you know, funding, you know, for editing, because there was something like 530 special effects shots. Mm-hmm. They're expensive to get done. So, the director, who happens to be my neighbor, which is kind of funny, he lives in the house next door to me. His name is William Butler. He wrote it, directed it, raised the funds for it, got the studio, got the sound stage, all that stuff. It's a great flick, and what I've seen of it, it's really funny. It's really good. It's got me, Jim O'Hare, my wife Mo Collins, Miley Flanagan. This girl named Zofia, she's this girl, she's like this, she was like, I think she was like 9 when we filmed it. She was so good. And Justin Ellings is in it. And yeah, it's a good flick. So we're waiting to hear. So, I mean, it could be, you know, in the next couple months, it could be in another year. I mean, depending on when they finish this thing, I know it's out in an editing booth somewhere getting the special effects redone, you know?
Well, I will say the picture of you as Commander Krull on your website is fantastic. How long do you have to be in makeup or costuming to get to look like that?
Oh god, I'm having like flashbacks right now. Well, here's something wild. So I'm claustrophobic, right? I don't like enclosed places, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when I I went out to lunch with the writer director. He's like, I want you to play this part, and I just got to tell you that it's, you know, you're going to be in prosthetics, like, you know, in your head and stuff. I'm like, okay, whatever. And he's like, no, but we have to go get a head cast. And I'm like, what? Now, I've heard of those. And I was like, oh, no. And they basically seal your entire head in plaster over your eyes, over your nose, over your mouth. They give you like a little kind of like slit in your mouth and like a straw to breathe through.
Oh,
and
no.
You're in this while it dries for like, I don't even know. It felt like 6 years, but I think I was in there for like 15 minutes. And I was having the biggest anxiety attack. I was just like freaking out. I was like in there trying, but you can't move your face while you're in it because it's right. Got a set. You know what I mean?
Oh.
And they finally were like taking it off, but it took forever for them to get it off. So it came off clean, you know? So they have right. The actual imprint of my face and my head. Man, when they took that thing off, I was like, it was crazy, man. Anyway, so to answer your question, after all that stuff's done and you get, you know, your first day on set when they're putting that stuff on your head, the first day is the longest because uh-huh. The makeup guy is kind of figuring it out too. So his name is Greg Leitner. He's an amazing makeup artist. He's absolutely amazing. And they have this rubber kind of head that kind of goes over your head. And then the rest of it is kind of sealing the face off with like spirit gum and like latex. And then, of course, then the makeup goes on the head and your face. So I would say I was probably the first time we did it, like 3.5 hours.
Wow.
Just to get that on. And then it takes another hour at the end of it. Now you're in that all day.
Yep.
So all the sweat that's built up in your scalp and everything, when they peel that thing off, it's like, it's disgusting. You know what I mean?
I'm guessing you get home and
it takes about an hour to take off. Oh my God. Oh my God. It takes about an hour to come off too.
Wow.
But then after that, you know, the next day it gets easier. And then by the time you're done filming, it's like, you know, they put it on within, you know, like a half hour, 45 minutes, something like that.
Okay. Wow.
That
wouldn't be for me either. I am massively claustrophobic, so hearing that story gave me the chills. So.
Oh no, it's so horrible. No, I would never do it again. And the good thing is that the cast that they did of my head is good for 10 years. So if I get another part where I'm, you know, in prosthetics or whatever, they can just use that cast.
Oh, that's good.
I'm excited about that. No, I'm watching. I'm looking at Rudy Giuliani on my TV set right now. That fucking idiot.
I'm like,
oh shit.
Maybe I should maybe turn the TV off for a minute.
No, I just walked past it. I'm just looking at his smug, shitty face.
Get you all fired up. Well, he's from New York, and you know, that's New York's a great place, right? And you're actually headed to New York this weekend for the TS Alliance, right?
I'm leaving Wednesday. I leave Wednesday morning. I leave in 2 days. I'm leaving. Yeah, I'm doing TS Alliance. We usually do comedy for a cure out here to, you know, benefit tuberous sclerosis. But this is my second time doing it in New York, but this is for their 45th gala, which is like a huge mark, you know, and they've already raised like over $600,000 and we haven't even done it yet.
Awesome.
So that's awesome. So yeah, Jim O'Hara and I are emceeing. My wife is coming out. She's gonna do some hosting, and they're having it at the Edison Ballroom, which is in Manhattan, which is very exciting, beautiful place. Last time we did it at the Hudson Theater. I think that's what it's called, the Hudson Theater. Yeah. So it's great. It's always very elegant, you know, very stand up place. I think Kat Perkins is actually coming out.
Oh, nice. Yes, another friend.
Yeah, she's coming out to say. Yeah, she's coming out. So that'd be cool to see her.
Absolutely.
I haven't seen her in a while. Yeah.
Are you going to get to see some family while you're out out east?
No, you know, I'm from Jersey. My father lives out there, and my brother is out there. But I'm flying. It's a quick trip, man. I'm flying in on Wednesday. I get in there late afternoon. We rehearse. You know, that day, I'm probably just going to go to my hotel room and chill out. We rehearse the next morning. We do the show that night. And then Friday morning, I have to fly back to L.A. So I'm literally there for like 36 hours or something like that. So it's a quick one, yeah. It's a quick one.
Well, that's awesome. TS is an awesome organization.
Awesome, so
you're supporting
I love them. I love them, yeah.
Well, today, I don't know if you knew this, today happens to be International Podcast Day. So I just learned that today, and I'm thrilled to actually be talking to you on International Podcast Day. Now, you happen to have your own podcast, Scooby Talk. And
I know. I've been real lazy about it. I haven't done one in like 2 months.
I was going to ask. I said I haven't seen a new episode recently, and I'm hoping that this is still kind of an active release for you.
Well, it is, and I've just been kind of like busy, whether it be actually physically busy or in my head busy. I just haven't done it, and I want to, and I keep looking at my laptop and my mic, and I keep going, do it. And then my brain goes, no, get a cheesesteak. So I'm kind of there right now, but I will. I will do one. Maybe when I get back from New York, I'll do one, you know, but again, it's like when I first started that thing, it was just kind of, you know, it was just like a cathartic thing for me to do where I could just talk and I didn't care who listened to it. It's like if two people did or 100 or whatever, it's like I didn't care. But then I started overthinking it a little bit. I had great guests. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had some really cool guests. Definitely. But it's like, and I still can have cool guests. I just felt like I was like, okay, I don't know what happened. You know what? I'm to blame. I got lazy. But I built a bar in my backyard, so that's cool, right?
Beautiful, yeah. And you you should definitely keep doing it, because I think yours is, of all the podcasts I listen to, I think yours is the only one that I purposely do not look at the title of the podcast before I push play, because you cover such a wide array of topics, and you're all over the place. It's like this neat little present that I'm opening, you know? And it's like, push play, and here we go.
Well, you know what? That just inspired me. I'm not kidding. You just inspired me. I'm going to do one. Maybe Beautiful. I'll do one today. Maybe I'll do one tomorrow. I'm not going to tell you because I don't even know, but I'll do one.
And I'm not going to read the title. I'm just going to push play and see what Scoobs has to say.
You know what? Maybe there won't even be a title.
Ah.
You know what I mean? Maybe there won't be a title.
Even better. Then I won't have to worry about accidentally glancing at it on my phone, right? So. Well, one more thing I wanted to ask you, and, you know, those of us that aren't around, you know, movie stars or professional athletes or the like on a daily basis, you know, when we see somebody, you know, it's like if you're in Vegas and you see a movie star, it's like, oh my God, you know, there's so-and-so, and you get a little bit starstruck. And I was going to ask you, you know, in your acting career, has there ever been a moment where you yourself actually got a little bit starstruck by someone you were with on a set?
No, you know, it's funny. It's like, there's only a couple actors that I really, or actresses that I, and I'm literally mean like two that I would feel, I think, that specific way about, like Jack Nicholson, like, you know, mm-hmm. we both grew up in Jersey, you know, like I know his story from even before I saw him in a film. Like my parents would talk about it and all this stuff. So he's like huge to me, and I know he's getting on in the years and I may never meet him, which really bums me out. Mm-hmm. The other one, you know, Bruce Willis is a Jersey boy. Mm-hmm. I think he's cool as fuck. I really do like him. I don't know that maybe one day I almost got to work with him, but Harold Becker, who's a director back when I lived in Chicago, told me I was too tall because he's like 5'9" and I'm 6'5". Right. So I didn't get the part, which really bummed me out. But I don't get that feeling of like, oh my God, like it's, you know, somebody, Selma Hayek. Like, I don't get like that because I think it's more of the experience of, now you're asking me when I go on set. So when I go on set, I think the whole set thing and being with the cameras and the director and the craft service, because I love food and whoever I'm working with that day, I think it's just the whole experience that I get a little, okay, settle down. You know what I mean? It's not specifically a person that I get that way about. And as far as like being in Vegas and seeing, you know, I don't know, whoever. Oh, the other person is David Lee Roth. Love David Lee Roth. He is like one of my, like, I love that man. And he's brilliant. He is highly intelligent dude. And I know he doesn't seem that way, but he is. I guess it's just like, I just get kind of like sucked into the whole vibe instead of just like focusing on, oh, I'm going to do a scene with David Boreanaz. It's like, who cares? You know what I mean? So I don't know. I'm like seeing someone at a restaurant or like, which we do all the time out here in LA, or seeing someone in Vegas or whatever. It's just kind of like they're people. I mean, they're just, you know, they got, you know, it is what it is. Like they're, you know what I mean? They're having a beer. They're Yep. They're thinking about texting their mother because they haven't talked to them in a year. You know what I mean? It's just, they're just normal people. So that's pretty much it.
I'm definitely in your boat because I'm a child of the 80s. I think if I had been living in New York when DLR was a paramedic, I would have faked a heart attack just to have him drive me to the hospital.
Oh, my God, man. Oh, man. You know, it's funny. He's got a residency at Hard Rock in Vegas for January, February, and March.
Oh, you have to be there.
I know. And I'm trying to figure out, like, the dates. Like, I think the dates came out for January and February. I don't know if they came out for March yet, but I'm like, I told my wife the other day, I'm like, I have got to go. I'll go alone. I don't even care. I'll go alone. I'll just sit there with a balloon, like a heart-shaped balloon, and like, you know, for him, and then like a fucking, like, I don't know, propeller hat and like fucking spandex. You know what I mean?
He's the best.
Yeah, he's so good, man.
I've seen him twice, and you know, even now when, you know, I've seen him somewhat recently when his voice isn't, you know, what it used to be, obviously.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you know,
course.
We all get older, right? But he still is the ultimate showman.
Oh, so. Yeah, man. I mean, yeah, I saw him last time I saw him, I think it was the he'd have been Smile time. I mean, it was a long time ago. I'm bummed. I haven't seen him since then, but he was just phenomenal, like acrobatic, and just, you know, the martial arts thing plays into it, and his energy is just out of the, I mean, he's like in his mid 60s now, and his energy is still, I listen to his podcast, The Roth Show, and just his energy on the podcast, you're like, how the fuck is this guy at 65 with all the drugs that he's most likely put into his system over, I don't know, you know, say 40 of those years, and the cigarettes and all this stuff, how the fuck is he still doing this? You know, I'm 46 and I'm like, I see a couch, I'm like, I'm going to lay on that. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I'm going to lay on that.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man, different breed.
Absolutely.
Different breed.
Well, we'll end our little conversation here with, I mentioned, we love to talk gambling on this show. And so we're going to do some over-unders for you. I got three of them for you. And you just have to tell me whether the number is going to go over or under. So Alex Scooby trips to Las Vegas in 2020, over-under 1.5.
I'm going over.
All right.
Hopefully.
that's what we like to hear. That's keep the optimism there. We always got to have a Vegas trip on the board, right? It's just something about being in Vegas. It has a different kind of energy. So
yes, it does.
All right. Well, this one I had to put on there. I'm not at all trying to be negative or anything, but I want to get your opinion. Okay. The Miami Dolphins.
Oh God! I knew you were going to bring that up. Go ahead.
Over under 1.5 wins.
Under.
Do you know that's actually a prop bet in Vegas right now, and the over under is 1.5?
Yeah, I think they are. I got to touch on this if you don't mind, but they,
of course.
I have been a fan since I was probably five, six, seven years, somewhere in there. Like, just fell in love with the colors of their back then when I was young. And then, of course, I just kind of got involved with that mindset and the players and everything. This has been the worst 20 years. I mean, historically, it's just hideous. And this may be the worst NFL team ever put on a field.
It's struggling. That's for sure. They're definitely winning the race for Tua next year.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know. I mean, that Herbert dude looks cool. I don't know. I mean, right? Justin Herbert, isn't that his name? Or no, am I wrong? Yeah, he looks great. It's like this Tua tank for Tua thing. It's really starting to bother me. It's like, oh God, you know. Anyway, I don't think I really think they may not win a game.
Yeah, they've been big time underdogs in the first four games, and they've not even covered the spread in any of them. So
I know that, and they've been big time underdogs for two decades, and this is just even worse.
So you were probably what, about 11 or so when Dan Marino was a rookie?
Dan Marino, yeah.
So
Dan
that Marino, that got you. That was like your teenage years and young adulthood.
Oh yeah. But, you know, even, like, learning about, like, you know, Bob Gracie and Zonka and, you know, those dudes. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the year I was born was the year they went undefeated, you know, 72. So I always thought, like, God, it's meant to be, you know.
Absolutely.
It's meant to be. I was born that year, you know, I don't know, whatever. But now it's just, I don't even watch the games now to see them win. I just watch it almost for just entertainment's sake.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and to see, well, who could stay on the team? Like, who could stay on the team?
Yeah, it's, you know? it's got to be a rough culture to endure day after day.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
But
next question.
But I will say, most of our listeners, like, I think most of our listeners' second favorite team is the Miami Dolphins behind the Vikings, because we pretty much hate everybody else. So because of Alex Scooby, a lot of us are Dolphin fans, and we're pulling for the turnaround for you.
You know, it's wild, man. I will say this. Do you know how many people tell me that? Like, they'll be fans of, like, say, like, I don't know, the Cowboys or the Packers or, you know, the Vikings or whatever. And they're like, oh, man, that's my second favorite team, the Dolphins.
Yep.
I'm like, why is it everyone's second favorite team? They can't even be liked at number one. They always have to be the underdog to some other team that someone else likes, and then that's the second team. Do you know what I mean?
The
helmets. They're cool helmets, man.
They are cool helmets. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, we'll move on to the last over-under, and if the Miami Dolphin one touched a nerve, this one might touch another nerve, but I got to
ask, next time I work?
No.
The over-under?
You're working all the time, right? This one is Donald Trump 2020 over or under 269.5 electoral votes.
Wait a second. Okay. Say that again. It made me nauseous when you said his name. I threw up. Go ahead. Say that again.
Well, you need 270 to win the presidency. So yes. Is he going to be over or under 269.5 electoral
votes? He's going to be in prison.
That's
my
the
answer.
Under?
Yeah. He's going to be in prison. That's my answer.
All right. You're probably aware, there's lots of sports books that actually have lines all, you know, set on, you know,
is he going
to prison? Will he resign? Will he, you know, will he win? Will he, you know,
I didn't even know that. That's crazy.
It is crazy the number of bets that you can place on, you know, and of course you've got like the field of Democrats, you know, we've still got a large field of Democratic presidential candidates. So, you know, you can bet on individual candidates, and it's quite interesting to bet on the political future of the country.
Well, there's a bet for everything in there.
There definitely is. That's one area I kind of stay away from. I'm like, when it seems like any political person, it's like in 2 days they can have some scandal uncovered and they're completely off the radar for the rest of their lives. It's like, I don't think it's a good financial bet to be making, right?
No, I don't know, man. I mean, me going to the casino anytime is not a good financial thing, but
unless you're with hockey,
we take our lumps. Unless with hockey. That's funny, man.
All right. Well, hey, Alex, thank you so much for joining the podcast. You want to give maybe a list of like your websites and your Twitter, Insta, all that for
My Instagram. My Instagram is my fourth Insta. I keep deleting them, but this is my new one. I don't know why I keep doing that. This one I think will stick. I am at Scooby222. So SKUBY 222. My Twitter account is Alex_Scooby. My official website is thescoobycompany.com, which is info on stuff I'm doing. And there's Scooby 222 hats that I've sold quite a few of, which I really love those. What else? You can Google me. There you go.
Definitely. All right. Well, hey, man, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. I had a lot of fun. Seriously, great talking to you, man. It was fun.
Awesome.
Truly.
Thanks so much, and we'll see you on the networks.
Yeah, man. All right, cool, man. Thank you.
All right, that was awesome. Scooby is the best, and hopefully we will see him out in Vegas and play a little Keno with him.
yeah, and maybe talk some Dolphins, you know.
too soon. All right. Well, we're going to go down memory lane.
Down memory lane we go.
Chris Hockey, from time to time, has done some different parody songs. And I stumbled across one a couple of weeks ago. And it was very apropos because we're into Viking season now. And Dave, I don't know if you remember this, but do you remember the old Whoop'em Viking style song?
Oh, of course I do. That's a hockey classic.
For some reason, it kind of slipped out of my memory until I saw it again. And I was like, this is too good not to play. So we're going to play a nice little snippet from it now. And then I'm going to put the whole thing at the very end of this podcast. So if you want to hear the whole song beginning to end, you can do that at the very end of the podcast. But here's a nice little snippet from Whoop'em Viking Style.
The Minnesota Vikings improved to 4-1. And own a share atop the NFC North after a convincing 30-7 victory over the Tennessee Titans.
Whoop'em Viking Style. Viking Style. Whoop'em Viking Style. Hit, 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 hit. Viking Style. Hit, 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 hit. Viking Style. Hey, Percy Harvin.
You can't stop Percy Harvin.
Whoop'em Viking Style. Hey, Christian Ponder.
And the Vikings are blowing out the Titans.
Whoop'em Viking Style.
No, nothing gets me more riled up than hearing, hey, Christian Ponder.
Oh, the good old days, right?
Oh.
I love that. I love all the hut that he's putting right in there.
Yeah, it seems a little extra, but it fits.
It's brilliant. You know, if I were to offer a little constructive criticism, now hockey's the musician, I'm just right, a rube, but I would add a little chainsaw into that song.
Oh my god.
A little jackal
nothing
style.
Nothing would fit that. Or maybe just the intro.
The every
song could use one more chainsaw solo.
Absolutely. I mean, Will Ferrell had Need More Cowbell, but More Chainsaw is definitely a thing. Oh,
that's a Vegas t-shirt idea.
Need More Chainsaw. There you go.
More Chainsaw.
We'll put that on the list. So yeah, if you enjoyed that little snippet, stay tuned to the very end of the podcast, and we'll have the whole thing there for you. So moving on to quotes, notes. Dave, what have you got for us this week?
All right. Well, I'm going to start with from last Thursday. Tommy's abbreviations are unreal. So all millennials are known for shortening every word possible. Corey is core, blah, blah, blah. Another example. Tommy now calls popcorn corn. I don't think anybody on the face of the earth has ever called popcorn corn. Just another reason why I love Tommy. God, have you ever heard anyone like that's not even a thing, is it?
I know. Well, there's so many times where he'll say something, I'll be like, what did he just say? And I'll be like, oh yeah, that's initials. Okay, let's figure this out. Of course, the all-time greatest example of that is S your P's. Because there's really no reason for P's to be abbreviated because, A, it's not a swear word, and, B, it doesn't save you anything over saying pants, but it's still S your P's.
How dare you say pants?
That's the best.
Yep, Tommy's the best. All right, the next one I got is, I think it was last week or maybe it was 2 weeks ago because I think Andy was in there. They listed a bunch of candies and you got to, vote one to vote off the end of the earth.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Between Snickers, Kit Kat, M&M's, Reese's, Milky Way, and Twix. I would have voted off M&M's for sure.
Oh, God.
Or Milky Way. Although
Milky Way is the right answer.
For sure, because it's not necessary unless you, sneak it in there with the Snickers in the Snicker salad. Just kind of throw that in there. But if M&M's, if that included peanut butter and peanut M&M's, then it's Milky Way for sure. Because peanut and peanut butter M&M's and all the new crazy ones are amazing. But standard M&M's are kind of, they're a little too basic for me.
They're still better than Milky Way. So yeah, Milky Way is the correct answer.
Yeah. I think it's just too much caramel. It's all caramel.
Yeah.
Anyways, Corey's Rumpelstiltskin that he called in on Monday morning. Maybe it was because I was really tired and I was listening live on iHeartRadio in bed. But God damn it, that made me laugh. I was just rolling. So that was a good start to my Monday morning.
Yeah, it's made an appearance now 2 days in a row. So right. we'll see if it becomes a recurring character.
There's already a KFAN Rumpelstiltskin Twitter account too now.
I saw three different Rumpelstiltskin accounts today. So, yeah. apparently it's a thing.
Yeah, apparently Power Trip parody accounts are now like a trendy thing to do. another one I just had written down, the Joker movie, really excited to see it. Probably going to see it either this weekend or early next week, so I'll try to give my review if you care. Yeah, are you going to see it at all, Chuck? Are you a big Batman guy?
Probably not. I'm not a huge Batman guy, and pretty much every movie that I see is a target audience of kids. So, yeah.
So you'll just be staring at Elastigirl's ass and then the next pretty time you much. Go to the theater.
Yeah, there are some benefits to going to kids' movies. That's true.
Typically pretty curvy nowadays.
Indeed.
Anyways, last one I got was from today. They did the whole, if you did a snake draft, and you had the 1 and the 4 or the 2 and the 3, basically ranking which Minnesota sports teams between the Wild, Wolves, Vikings, and Twins, who would you think would win a championship first? Number one, I would say the Wild, just because the NHL playoffs are weird, and you can get like a hot goalie and a couple hot lines and, you know, get good on special teams. And I feel like there are a lot of like 8 and 7 seeds that like make it pretty far. So I think just the odds there are... You know, I would have the Wild first. A close second would be the Vikings, just because the defense is set right now. Got a great coaching staff. Really, all we need is a competent quarterback. And I don't believe we have one right now. We do when we play the bad teams. Third, I have Twins. They just got a decent core. They just need pitching. And, you know, all they need is a closer, a middle reliever, a couple setup guys, and 5 starters. And I think they'll win the World Series. And then fourth is the Wolves. Although basketball is the weird thing, because you only need to find like 5 or even like 3 like core players, and they have like 1 like bona fide superstar in Towns. So I guess that's fourth, but I don't know. I don't see any of them winning a championship in the next 10-15 years. What about you, Chuck?
Dave, you ignorant slut. For the Wild to be number one on that list, that would mean they'd actually have to make the playoffs, which didn't happen last year, and I doubt happens this year. So,
but it did like 7 out of the last 8 years or something like that.
Yeah, that's in the past. So that doesn't count for moving forward. Yeah. And to be quite honest, my criticism always has been of the Wild, like when they do get in the playoffs, they just do not seem to have the mentality of a playoff team, and they don't seem to have those guys that are core to some of those grinding teams that ultimately make their way through the playoffs, because the NHL playoffs is the ultimate grind, and I just don't see it at all with the guys that they have. Like,
but what about old Billy?
I know, he might build that, but that's still, if he does that, that's a long ways away. So... I definitely, and this is coming from a guy that's got the Wild at 75-1 on a ticket. I would love nothing better than that to happen, but
let me clarify. I don't see this as like this year or next year kind of a thing. I'm saying of the next team of those 4 to win a championship, I think the Wild statistically have the best chance, just because I think hockey's really weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I would definitely go. My order would definitely be Twins, Vikings, Wild, Wolves. I think I could take the argument to flip flop the Vikings and Twins, but I definitely think that's the order. So,
well, there you have it. Oh, I was gonna say the last thing. Vegas announced, let's go. But the trip I think was at least 75% booked up within a couple hours. So. Hop on that. Hope to see all of you friends that we met last year, Juan and Sherry and our good friend Andy, you know, everyone.
Smitty frickin'
Smitty frickin' Mrs.
Al, Lisa, everybody's
Al
going, right?
Al and Lisa, my adopted Vegas parents.
That's the thing. Once you go, it's hard to not go, you know.
But, I know.
Yeah, get on that if you want to go. It's crazy. It's the it'll be the Sweet 16 again, just like always. And lots of fun in the sports book and lots of craziness. So
lots of Earl of Sandwich. I can't wait.
Oh god,
son of a bitch, I want you, one so bad.
You and your French dip. All right.
Do you guys have them down in KC?
Nah, they don't. So that makes it a good thing, because once you get a restaurant locally, then you never go to it. So
right.
So it makes Earl's, it exciting.
And Earl's sandwich probably isn't that good, but the way I was hurting most of the trip, recovering and just trying to survive, I think it was just exactly what I needed at that moment.
Plus, it's like, what, 5 steps from the sports book? So.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't have a pedometer on me last year, because I probably put on like 1,500 steps in the whole trip.
So.
Hey, Rubes. Would you like to prove that you listen to the Power Trip better than meat sauce? It's time for Stump the Rubes.
All right, what do you got for us, Dave?
All right, I got a question that goes back to when the Power Trip actually had interns. You remember that? That was so weird. Like, I was trying to think of if the Power Trip Wiki account has a list of all the interns, but it just seems like years ago.
Of course we do.
Right. So the question is, where was intern Babyface's famous bachelor party held?
The one where he almost got in a fight?
Yes, the infamous Babyface crazy bachelor party. Where was that held? And Chuck, where can they send their answers to?
Yeah, if you know where the out-of-control Babyface bachelor party was held, send your answer to powertripbets@gmail.com.
All right.
All right, well, that will do it for this week's show. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Whoop'em Viking Style if you want to hear that in its entirety. Dave, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter @PowerTripQuotes, and I just today started an Instagram account. I'm going to try to put out some longer videos and just some different content, and I think it'll be really cool. So you can search on Instagram for PowerTripQuotes, and you'll find me with the same logo that I have for Twitter, and yeah, take a look.
All right. And I'm, of course, @PowerTripBets. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.
Zips up the middle, bounces off a Titan, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings! That's Percy Harvin's first rushing or receiving touchdown this year. It's a 4-yard touchdown for the Dynamo. And with 2:31 to go in the first quarter, Minnesota leads 6-0. Third down, takes the snap, swings it quickly out right to Percy at the 15. He eludes one tackle, make it two, inside the 5. Touchdown! You can't stop Percy Harvin! You can't stop him catching, returning kicks, or rushing. That's a 10-yard touchdown, and the Vikings are blowing out the Titans. Third down, two receivers left and right. Hasselbeck shotgun. He's sacked at the 5-yard line by Jared Allen. Rusty Smith's going to get off another play. He goes back to pass, fires left, puck, Kenny Britt at the 35, and he's tackled by A.J. Jefferson, and that's it. The Minnesota Vikings improved to 4-1. And own a share atop the NFC North after a convincing 30-7 victory over the Tennessee Titans.
Whoop 'em Viking style. Viking style. Whoop 'em Viking style. Hit, 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 hit. Viking style. Hit, 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 hit. Viking style. Hey, Percy Harvin.
You can't stop Percy Harvin.
Whoop 'em Viking style. Hey, Christian Bonder.
And the Vikings are blowing out the Titans.
Whoop 'em Viking style.
Christian, 5-step drop. Fires from Rudolph, left side of the end zone. Kyle goes up to get it, and touchdown! Fourth touchdown reception this year by Kyle Rudolph. and the sixth touchdown passing by Christian Ponder, and Minnesota leads 29-7. First and 10, handoff Chris Johnson. He dropped the ball, and I think Harrison Smith recovered it as Johnson went up the middle. It's Vikings ball. Hasselbeck shotgun back to pass. That one's intercepted, picked off by Antoine Winfield at the 30. And Antoine's first interception of the year stops the Titans' drive. Ponder, fake left. Percy caught it at the 45, inside the 40 to the 30, and he's tackled at the 18-yard line. Christian Ponder to Percy Harvin. That's good for 40.
Whoop 'em Viking style. Viking style. Whoop 'em Viking style. Hey, 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 hey. Whoop 'em Viking style. Hey, 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 hey. Viking style. Hey, Jared Allen.
Hey, sacked at the 5-yard line by Jared Allen.
Hey, Antoine Winfield.
Picked off by Antoine Winfield at the 30.
Viking style.